Hello and welcome to the Cloverdale Baptist Podcast, a podcast where we try to deal with issues that are facing the church in North America today, and especially Cloverdale Baptist Church. It's a delight today to have you listening and to learn with us what it means to live for Christ, to know He is real and relevant in everyday life, and then to shape your life around that reality so that everything else matters because Jesus is central. Today we have the amazing privilege of having Pastor Dwight with us. He's new on staff, becoming a friend very quickly, and it's an honor to be a partner in the gospel with you. Can you just introduce yourself to us a little bit?
Brilliant. Well, you know, good morning, everybody. I am always terrible at these things, introducing myself, but I'm Dwight. You know, the new family.
Dwight, it might not be morning when people are listening to this.
Right. Hello, everybody. Whatever time of the day it is, wherever you're at, thank you guys for kind of joining and listening in. And yeah, today we hope to talk through family discipleship and kind of what that looks like and, you know, the aim, the goal, the reason for it.
So you are a children's pastor, is that correct?
Let's go family pastor.
Family pastor. Kids, I prefer that. See, I'm the one that came up with the title, so I should know that, shouldn't I? Now we're like two for two. So where did you come from? You followed God's call here. Tell us just a little bit about yourself.
A little bit. Directly before this, I, you know, came off, I was at staff at Northview for 5 years, where it kind of gave leadership again.
That's the golf course?
The Northview Community Church out in Abbotsford.
Good. I like the golf course.
I don't golf, so I hear it's a good one. But yeah, you know, I was on staff there for 5 years, kind of giving leadership and guidance to the family and kids ministry there. You know, before that, did another 3 years at church in Airdrie, another 5 years as a church in Coquitlam. So I've been around the block a little bit doing family, kids, youth, middle school mainly ministry. So, yeah.
Wonderful. And you already mentioned this, so let's chase this down. Your passion is families. That's why we brought you here to equip and serve families in discipling kids. Can you tell us about that passion?
Well, how much time do we have?
As much as you want to take.
Indeed, no, I really do think part of my passion is trying to reorient families, to get them to reorient their lives around God's word so that they can understand what it looks like. When God is calling families, parents to be spiritual leaders in the home, my passion is to allow men and women to understand what that means, what it means to reorient our lives around God's word, what it means to reorient our lives around being spiritual leaders in the home.
It's almost like you're saying, if God is real and relevant, how should we parent? How should we be families? How should we talk about God all the time? Almost a Deuteronomy 6 kind of a thing.
100%. Because, you know, faith is modeled best in the context of family. And so that, you know, our roles as the church is, how do we train up, you know, those young men and women, those young parents into being spiritual leaders in the home? So that's, you know, that is a lot of what drives me.
So you're saying your role isn't just to entertain kids on Sunday morning so that the parents can focus on singing and listening to the Bible? It's more than that?
No. I would hope, not even for me, that every children's pastor, every family pastor sees their role as not entertaining children, because the role is to be a part of the discipleship that's happening in the home. And so it's more than just, oh, let's read this Bible story, let's sing this song. No, you're part of trying to get this child to love, to know, to serve our great God. And I think, you know, if we do family discipleship well, I do believe that there are two overarching goals. The one is, you know, that our kids would have a spiritual life. By that, I mean that they would be introduced to the good news of Jesus, and that too, through our families, God's glory would be displayed. So we as families, we take God's glory with us everywhere we go. And so those are, for me, the two overarching goals, a spiritual life for our kids, and that God's glory is displayed through our families.
I love that. I think so often in Canada, we become so much like the culture that we see church more as a McDonald's, a place that we kind of pick and choose where we want to go because it best meets our needs, rather than what you're talking about, which is that spiritual life in each person that attends, that the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and then that's on display everywhere we go. Again, we would say here, I suppose, that we live as though God is real and relevant because He is.
He is.
And the God of the Bible becomes central to all we do. Can you explain why this is so important, although probably you've already hinted at it? It's obviously your passion and excitement.
Yeah, our society is becoming more and more anti-Christian, against Christian, and so it's almost become a bad thing to talk about faith, a bad thing to talk about, you know, why you love Jesus. And I think why family ministry is as important is we're coming back to, we're trying to understand what God meant, you know, when Moses says, you know, impress upon your the hearts of your kids a love for God. We want to get back to that.
I think that's so important, not just in this culture. I think every culture struggled in their culture or ways, but I agree with you. This culture is moving further and further away. It almost feels like there's two ditches families are jumping into. The one extreme is they're just angry with the culture and fighting back almost the religious right that the Americans have that influence on. We don't want that.
No.
Or the left, which just goes, everything the Bible teaches is wrong and bad and unloving. But we want to stand firm on the word of God. We want to do it with kindness and graciousness and be known for our love and that vibrancy of relationship with Jesus. And I agree with you. It begins in the home. And I think, you know, if you look at revivals in history, many have been shaped by children and youth because of their willingness to be fully devoted to Christ. And I think we want that for everyone.
Right.
But the importance of kids' ministry and family ministry is that that dynamic change in terms of that life in the Spirit can be so quickly attained and really lived out by these children and their family. So that's exciting. So tell me how now. So we've staffed you, which is wonderful. How are we seeking to accomplish this as a church and in ministry? And how are you seeking to accomplish that as one of our pastors?
I think part of the role of the church, when it comes to the training and equipping parents, the church needs to provide avenues by which we can equip parents, avenues by which parents can say, you know, here's the thing, man, what does it look like to discipline my child in a healthy, in a godly way? Well, let's open Hebrews 12 a little bit. Do you know what I mean? And so what does it look like when culture says, you know, I need to be doing this, but I know what the Bible says. And so the church needs to be that place where families can come and be trained in what it looks like to lead spiritually. But not even that. We need to be giving our kids avenues by which they can grow, they can train. And we've chatted a little about this because I think, you know, a disciple is more than just someone who knows the facts. A disciple is someone who knows the facts of Jesus. But guess what? They are also out there sharing their faith. They're also out there inviting their friends to come. And this is what we want to be able to do for our kids here at Cloverdale. We don't just want to give them facts about Jesus. We want to give them more than that. We want to allow them to see that this vibrant relationship that they have with Jesus and then send them off into their schools, send them off into their communities. And they're going to go and tell their friends, hey, you need to come to Cloverdale Baptist because we got something cool. We got something good over there. We are introducing kids to the love of God by which they're going to go and introduce other kids to the love of God and bring them here. Disciples, making disciples. It's kind of wrapping in the whole Great Commission alone.
I love that. So what are some steps? If I was to say, okay, I'm a parent. Well, I'm actually a grandparent now, but still a parent. Mm-hmm. But my kids are a little older. What are the top three priorities you would give to those who are in your ministry now, in your care? If I'm a family and I have a family and I'm in this family and I'm saying, I want this. I want one generation, the Psalm 145, to tell mm-hmm. the next generation the wonders of your works. If I was to say to you, okay, so I've heard you. I agree with your passion. I want my kids to be like this. I'll bring them to your ministry. But you're saying that's not enough. Some things need to happen in the home. What are the top three priorities for families in the home to help us, or really us helping them, to accomplish this vision, this passion that you have?
I think first it starts with a commitment to having a godly marriage. That's the first thing. You know, we need husbands, wives, we need to be committed to having a godly marriage. You know, the whole Ephesians 5 model of that.
And it's hard in this culture.
It is. It is. And sometimes when you call men to lead, some people may take that wrong where when you use the S word, some people may, you know.
Can we just define that for those listening so I don't get a lot of emails? The S word is submission.
Yes.
So just to clarify.
Yes. That word. But, you know, and so it's calling men and women to committing to having healthy, godly marriages, creating a safe space in which your kids can know God in the home. So that's priority number one. And then priority number two is you need to be committed to a local church. You know, I really do believe in the proverb that it takes a village. Here, this is where, for me, child dedication, parent commissioning is such a beautiful thing, because in child dedication, in parent commissioning, you're standing before the church and saying, hey, I recognize that this child is a gift to God, and I'm going to kind of the whole Hannah model, I'm going to dedicate him to the Lord. But then when you stand on that church, on the stage, you're also saying, church, I give you permission to hold me accountable to, you know, when you see me as a husband not loving my wife, guess what? You get to call me out on that. When you see me, you know, when you see my kids going the way that they should not, you get to step in and be surrogate uncle or mom. So we need to be the church for one another. And so we need to be committed to a church. And then we need to understand that, look, it's God who's in charge. What, you know, I like the age of stacking kindling. Do you know it every day in when you do the Deuteronomy 6, in the waking, in the lying, in the going, in the coming, you're stacking kindling. You know, when you lead, as you read the Bible at night, you're stacking kindling. When you're praying with your children, you're stacking kindling. When you drive them to, you're stacking kindling, and then you allow God to do the thing that only God can do, which is make that miracle. God will spark that fire by his Holy Spirit. And so for us as parents, we just get to be faithful in the things that he's called us to do, and then God will do the thing that only he can do. He will bring about that miracle in them.
I love that. So I just want to repeat back to you and make sure I've understood correctly. The first is to be committed to our own marriages, to make sure that we are living it out. So for me to love my wife as Christ loved the church, for 100%. Her to submit to me as the church submits to Christ.
100%.
And just that tenderness and devotion to one another, that cherishing and respect and love.
Our marriages should be a gospel demonstrator. Our marriage is
so important.
Right.
And the second priority was one word.
Commitment to the church.
Just a loyalty to the family of God. That is so lacking. We tend again to see the church as a place that serves us. And I think our children, I agree with you 100%. I've often said to pastors who struggle with their children moving away from the church, they will think about the church as you think about the church. And if the church is just a tool for you, then they will see the church as a tool and abandon it quickly. But if you love the church, if you love the bride of Christ, and by the way, everyone who loves Jesus will love the bride of Christ.
Amen.
As a part of loving him, love that. And the third.
It's God who's in charge.
I love that. So we submit fully to him and to his word, and we trust him as we build that kindling to light that fire. He is real. The Holy Spirit is powerful, and we need to trust him and believe in him. If you use Hebrews 11 language, he exists, and he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
Amen. So that, and I think, you know, if we just do what we do and do what we can, but then allow God to be God.
To live in his presence, believe in his power, experience his peace, passionately serve him. That was a really good, that's a good sermon for you. You should do your first sermon here.
I'll preach that. Yes.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
I love it.
Anything else you want to share with the people listening to the podcast?
Ultimately, parenting is not easy. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
It's not easy.
Grandparenting is easy.
Grandparenting is also not easy. But we as parents, we are part of the tools that God is using to bring his kids, to bring our kids into his kingdom. And so we just get to be a part of that journey. And so I think stay the course.
So is parenting really about discipleship as much as it is about anything else?
It is.
I love that.
It's parenting. It's disciples making disciples who will one day, guess what, go and make disciples, which is why I love Psalm 78. There's this promise of this four generation of faith if we stay committed to what God has called us to do.
I love that. And we so long to be a multi-generational church. It's so difficult in this culture because we tend to be selfish, but we want to be that kind of a family where we see one generation telling the next. What psalm was that?
Psalm 78.
And it's four generations?
Four generations.
Yikes, we got to see that here.
I would love to see that here, yes. And I do think it's beginning and it's starting where, you know, the one generation will tell the next generation, will tell the next generation, who will tell that next generation. That is a beautiful picture of what family discipleship looks like if we are able to do it well.
I love that. Pastor Dwight, it is such a thrill for me to have you here as a partner in the gospel, a privilege to be able to help in what you're seeking to do, to kind of stand underneath that and to be a part of that as the one who gets to preach most of the time and lead. We long to see people living as though God is real and yes, relevant, because he is. And the God of the Bible is not only all powerful, not only the Isaiah 41, who is so powerful that nations are but a drop in the bucket, and the stars he holds in the palm of his hands and measures the heavens with the width of his breadth of his hand. Not only that God, but also the one that tenderly shepherds us. He is real. He is relevant. And if you're struggling as a parent, Pastor Dwight would love to talk to you, love to help you with that. And remember that this role, this discipleship role, is one that God has given you and will empower you to accomplish.
100%. And we as a church, we're here to partner with the parents, partner with moms and dads to help them do this well.
Well, thank you, Pastor Dwight. And for all of you listening, God bless you as you seek to live your life in the presence of the living God for his glory. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.